The book by David Oliver Rellen is called Second Sons, that is, as in Sun in the Sky. It's subtitled Two Doctors and Their Amazing Quest to Restore Sight and Save Lives. One of the subjects, ophthalmologist Jeffrey Tabin, works out of the Moran Eye Center, and he visited KPCW this week.
I run a program with my partner in Nepal called the Himalayan Cataract Project. And we've been developing eye care in Nepal for the last 15 years and Bhutan for 12. And we've really developed some great training programs. And the book's really about my odd friendship with a very introverted but incredibly brilliant doctor from Nepal. The Moran Eye Center pays me my salary, which allows me to work there. But I spend about 4 months of the year now between Africa and Asia.
Dr. Tabin studied at Yale, got a scholarship to Oxford, was able to travel, and saw some of the issues of health care in the third world.
I studied comparative health care systems, the inequities in health care delivery around the world, the economics of health care around the world, and had a chance to experience some of it. After medical school, I went and I was working as a general doctor in Nepal, and I saw the miracle of eye care. And most of the big problems internationally in terms of health care are really public health issues. Access to clean water, getting proper nutrition, vaccinations, and just overall general health. And you can't really get healthy until a country gets wealthy. And it sort of works vice versa as well. It's that it's hard to get wealthy until the country is healthy.
Cataracts is a worldwide problem, but while it's mostly a disease of old age in countries like the U.S., the environment and poor health standards in other parts of the world mean victims are blinded in their 30s and 40s. But Tabin said it's a problem that can be easily treated if the medical skill and equipment is available.
And half of the blind people on our planet, which is about 18 million people, Leslie, can't see the shadow of a hand move in front of their face because of a cataract, which can be completely treated, and the next day people see well.
Tabin said he went back to the States to focus on ophthalmology, not knowing that another physician, Dr. Sanduk Ruit, was focusing on the same field. He said his partner is perhaps the most brilliant man he's ever met.
He grew up in a little hill village, 4 days' walk from the nearest road, no electricity, no running water. He didn't start his formal education until he was nine. His father walked him for 11 days to Darjeeling, India, and left him. And he ended up earning a full scholarship to medical school in India, scoring number one in the entire nation of India on the medical exams, becoming the first fully trained ophthalmologist in Nepal, and really one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. And Sanduk really came from the most incredible background to become the most renowned eye surgeon in Asia.
Tabin met writer David Rellen, the co-author of the book Three Cups of Tea, and persuaded him that Dr. Ruit's story was worth telling. The author traveled with both men for 3 years. Rowan died in late 2012, but not before completing the book. Before Dr. Ruit came along, says Dr. Tabin, no one was doing modern cataract surgery in Nepal. Now they operate with a modern facility there and implement training for doctors, assistants, and nurses.
We have a state-of-the-art hospital, the Tilganga Institute of Ophthalmology. It's really the best eye care facility north of Delhi in Asia. It's one of the really great eye care facilities in all of Asia and rivals the best facilities in America. We're building a center of excellence in Ethiopia. We're working to develop really state-of-the-art training programs in Ethiopia. We have a training program we're developing in Ghana.
Dr. Tabin said he's performed as many as 100 cataract surgeries in a day, and in total he's done about 40,000. Dr. Ruit has performed over 100,000 surgeries. Dr. Tabin said the experience of someone discovering or regaining sight is unforgettable.
It's really the most incredible thing when you take the patches off someone who's blind, who doesn't expect to see, and there's this moment of, and just looking around, and this recognition, then they'll look at their hand or they'll look at their relative, then this smile, and then this unbelievable joy.
Dr. Jeff Tabin, His next book signing is at the King's English in Salt Lake next month. But if anyone has a copy from Dolly's, he's available to sign that on Thursdays at the Moran Eye Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.